Okay, let's start with Menachas Daf Kuf. Menachas Daf Kuf, and we will start on Samach Tesma Beis. We'll pick up with the first wide line on Tzadi Tesma Beis, but first a couple of thoughts on the last few lines from yesterday's Daf. And that is, we have the Mishnah, according to Machlokas Tanoim, that what does the word Tamid mean? Does the word Tamid mean every second? And that's why by the Lechem Aponim, it has to be switched within the second. The Kohanim take out the Lechem Aponim while the Kohanim, the other Kohanim, put in the Lechem upon him. There's not a second without Lechem on the Shulchan, which again relates to what we discussed last week, and that is part of the definition. Why is it so important not to have a Lechem even for 1 second on the Shulchan? It could be because if that's a part of the definition of the Shulchan, so that's why it plays more of a crucial role. Right? Yes, we also try not to have any Karbanos, the Mizbeach, without any Karbanos, like we know from elsewhere, that even in the summers when it's not too many Karbanos, we try to have extra ones, but it's not like if there's a second without Karbanos, the Mizbeach is not a Mizbeach anymore. We always need the fire, the separate Lotichpe. But the Shulchan, every second, needs the Lechem according to the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Yossi says it's not as crucial, as long as you don't have one day that goes by without Lechem. So the Gemara related this to, wow, could we relate this, Machlokes, about the Lechem upon him, to the midst of Talmud Torah in general? Because it says, we know you have to learn every second of the day. But maybe according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that Tamid just means don't go one day without having it on it, maybe that also could be related to learning Torah. As the Gemara says, even if you didn't learn except one thing in the morning, one thing in the afternoon, or at night, you were Makai in the mitzvah of Lo Yomish Sefer HaTorah Zeh Vipicha. Or if Shema Yechai says, even if you only say Kriyishma, Shachris Va'arvis, right? You were Makai in Lo Yomish Sefer HaTorah Zeh Vipicha. And then we have the opposite Shitos, whether it is usher to say this in front of Ami Aretz, because then Ami Aretz might take advantage and say, oh, all I have to do is to learn a little bit, then I'm Yotze. So that is something that is dangerous to say in front of an Ami Aretz, right? Like Rashi says, the little Yargo pun of Latama Torah. He'll say, Kriya Shema is enough. Or do we say, Mitzvah La'omer B'fnei Ami Aretz? No, to give people chizik, to think that, oh, they have to learn so much, but you know what? You're Yotze, even just with just a little bit. So that is a major discussion that we've had many times, but just to mention a couple of the sources again are related to this. Rov Rishonim assume part of the issue is how do you put this Gemara together with other Gemaras about the importance and the chiyuv to learn Kol HaTorah Kula and Talmud Torah every second of our free time. Even Rav Shmuel Yochai himself, Rav Shmuel Yochai here quotes, even if one only says Kriyas Mashachris Va'arvis, he was Makayim Lo Yamash Sefer HaTorah Zemi Picha. How do you put that with Rav Shmuel Yochai himself in Brachas, where the Gemara Rav Shmuel Yochai says in Brachas, Rav Yasavta De Ganecha, how could you do Charisha Besas Charisha and Zriya Besas Zriya and Ksira Besas Ksira, arguing with Rabbi Yishmael? Rabbi Shmuel Yochai says, you have to learn, and if I learn properly, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do my malacha for me, malach donasis al yedei acherim. So how do you put the Jerusalem Shmuel Yochai together is a question, but in general, we assume, and the Rishonim assume, that this should not be taken so literally, that if I'm Yotze, v'gisa b'yom v'layla, with just learning a little bit. The Ran, we've quoted this Ran in the past, the Ran in the Nedarim Daf Ches says maybe this is a very limited type of principle that we should be aware of, but lav dafka. Mistavrali says the Ran, Nedarim Chesman Aleph, the lav dafka de b'hachi miftar, chas v'shalom, that if you just say Kriyishma, just learn a little bit by day and by night, or say Kriyishma, your yotze, shari chayev kol adam lilmod tamid yom v'layla kifi kocho. You have to learn every second, like the Gemara says in Kiddushin and Daf Lamed, Vishinantem Sheyu Divrei Dora Mechudad De Meficha. Torah has to be sharp in your mouth. Shem Yishalchad Adam Davar Shlotagam Game. You have to learn in order to have everything sharp and clear in one's mouth, so then one has to learn all the time. The only nafgamina for Kriyash Bashachris Va'arvis is that it's not Mefurish Bikra. It's not Mefurish Bikra. And if something is Mefurish Bikra, the Ran says, a Shua cannot be Chal on it. That's the context of the Gemara there in the Nedarim Daf Ches. If somebody makes a Shua to learn a certain Masechta, you know, is that considered a Shvua on something that you already Mushva V'yomei Mehar Sinai? Or no, it's a Shvua that has teeth, that has some type of effect. So the Ran says, a Shua can be Chal on a reality, even if I'm already Mechuyav, as long as it's not Mefurish Bikra. So learning every second, every Masechta, is not Mefurish Bikra. You have to learn, V'kisva Yom V'Layla. What's Mefurish Bikra is Yomam and Layla Kriyishma. So it's a certain detail in Halacha that there's a ramification for. But generally, the Ran there, and the Ritva there in Nedarim, and all the Rishonim say, obviously, that we have to learn every second that we have, right? So how do you understand the chiv of Talmud Torah? So there are many that suggest, the Stipler writes this in Brachas, and also the Ar Sameach writes beautifully in Hilchas Talmud Torah, that really, Talmud Torah is a sliding scale. We have to learn every free second that we have. The question is, what does free second mean? What does it mean? So different people need different amounts of downtime, different people have different abilities, so it's a sliding scale. And we have a chiyuv to learn during our free time. Most mefarshim assume. It does not mean that there's a chiyuv of Talmud Torah. This is not how we should look at the chiyuv, even though some do. There's a chiyuv of Talmud Torah every second of our life, but when we're involved in other things, then we're allowed to be dochet. It's like kind of asi docha loza say. So I'm eating, so I'm allowed to be dochet Talmud Torah. I'm sleeping, I'm allowed to be dochet Talmud Torah. I'm making a living, so I'm allowed to be dochet Talmud Torah. No, most assume that there's no chiyuv of Talmud Torah at those moments. It's not that it's dochet. It just doesn't exist, because the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah is when we have time. I'll read the lesson of the Ar Sameach. Again, this is part of a larger shir, but just to read this. Says the Ar Sameach, V'nira li levayr, to be emes kol ha-mitzvahs heim ha-shavim, all mitzvahs are equal, lefachos shebechusim ulemoshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu and me have the same Chiyuv of Talmud, of all mitzvahs. To Torah achas yelachem ksiv, v'chiyuv ha-mitzvah gvul yeshla, kemona tilas esrog b'niyenu ba'alma yatza. Just like there's a minimum of Netilas Lulav for a second, but the Anshei Yerushalayim, the Gemara says in Sukkah, used to carry it all day. Okay, he continues. When somebody's at work, it's not called, you're being mafriya the mitzvah, to vasav to the ganecha ksiv. V'chein l'mashal, somebody, adam chalush b'mezek, somebody who doesn't have the ability to sit so long. V'chein kol echa l'fi ha-hechrechiyut shalafi hergelo. V'chein l'fi tor nafsho shal adam. Ki eino dome v'chiyev Talmud Torah ha-ish asher nafsho margeshes b'sichla hazach v'nikshara ba'avosos ahava l'Talmud Torah le'ish asher kochos nafsho nirpim v'atzilim. Right, it's not, we're different makeups. Lachain eichayam ichok abori lachok chiyev Talmud Torah lachok Yisrael. How could it be that if we all have different abilities and different makeups, and one of us could sit and learn for 7 hours straight, then it's wonderful and amazing, and others would learn for a little bit and then need a break, and wouldn't be able to do it? V'lachein nasan toras kol echad biyado ve'ein lakel yad ha'enoshi litein amida amitis lazeh. Hashem doesn't give a shear. He doesn't say a specific amount. V'lachein bo chachamim upirshu lanu geder merkazano amiti shel Talmud Torah. So they taught us, just like there's a shekelula for a second, but most of us do it more. We hold it during Hallel. We hold it during some other time. So, and there are those that do it even more. Same thing with Talmud Torah. Kriyishma b'shachmas v'kiyishma b'arvis. Kiyim v'akisva yom v'alayla. Quotes our Gemara. Menachas adites. V'kivan shalomid kabbalas ha-mitzvah. V'atzarasa v'shachmas v'arvis k'farkiyim mitzvasa. Ulam yeser mizehu b'chlali ha-mitzvos. This is the base that every single Jew has to do, but obviously Hashem gives kochos to do a lot more to almost everybody, and therefore he quotes again, and he talks about the uniqueness of Talmud Torah, right? The remember the Vilna Gaon in Shnos Eliyahu in the beginning of Maseches Peah, where he says every second of Talmud Torah is another mitzvah. And therefore, if somebody goes to do Bikur Cholim, spends an hour on the way there, an hour on the way back, an hour there, that's 3 hours, one mitzvah. The Gra says that Talmud Torah, we learn Torah for an hour, there are thousands and millions of mitzvahs that we get, right, every second. Right, the Lachronim wonder, what does it mean every second? Why don't you split it up? Do you split it up at the seconds? What about milliseconds? What about milliseconds? Like Ein L'Davar Sof. Like the Gra says every second? Why every second? Every Inyan, every learning, so hard to know exactly to pin down what the Gra would answer to that question. But again, that's the Gra in Shos Elio, that even 5 minutes of Talmud Torah is thousands of mitzvos, and therefore that's why Talmud Torah connected Kulam, and there is so much about the uniqueness of Talmud Torah. Ramosha discusses this also, interesting, in the Tshuva about Daf Yomi. He says, in Yaradeya, Chelek Dalet, Simen Lamed Vav, Os Tes, Dalet Lama Vav Tes, he says, based on, he quotes from the Rambam, and others quoted from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that every Jew has a chiyuv to learn Kala Torah Kula. So what does Kala Torah Kula mean? What does that mean? Right, if somebody never opened up certain Svarim, what does that mean? So Moshe says, let's start with Talmud Bavli Bekiyus, we would call it. That's a good unit of Talmud Torah, which, you know, if anybody's counting, there's about 390 days left till the Siyum, Be'ez Hashem or so. I don't know exactly the numbers, but I saw there was an ad for it already about in a couple of 14 months or so. But either way, Rav Moshe writes there, how do you fulfill the mitzvah on every Jew to learn Kala Torah Kula? So he says, Barov Bati, let's start with Vumakar Lima Daf Gamara, Shahaya Barov Ari Yisrael, Vulai Kula and Shahaya Chevershas, Bein Lomo Bechaburas Balabayas Kolashas, Varav Lamed Zeimahem, Bein Lechalukas Hashas Labalabayas Eichon Lomod Gamba Atzman, Shilmadu Ba'ir Kolashas, Gamma De Balabayas. For many centuries, they split up Shas. Either every day they learned it, or they split it up amongst the different people. And when people stopped getting weak in this because maybe they didn't take the responsibility, that's when Hunag Alpi Agonder of Meir Shapiro Zatzal Sheav Bezin V'ram Beloblin Sheadaf Yomi Klali Kavua B'chol HaOlam Ola Ushabelimud Zem Akaimin Limud Kol Torah Shabal Peh Shenechtva Yedei Rav Ashi V'Ravina Shezeh Shayach LaHachshiv Kula Talmuda. Even though they don't learn Yerushalmi, it's okay. Machmas Shekasha Alimud Yerushalmi, but they shein ala Pirush Mivuar, Balashin Katzar, Baru, Konacho, Kapirish Rashi, ala Bavli, Vagam Doras Akadmonim, Ayuharbi, Gam Chachamim Gedolim, Shalolam this Yerushalmi. They didn't learn Yerushalmi in the olden days either, says Rav Moshe. Al Kapane, but he says it's a great thing, and it fulfills at least partially the mitzvah of Limud Kal HaTorah Kula. Again, we could spend many hours on this, but those are three lines, and that is Menachas Adites. Menachas Adites. Here we go, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Shaul ben Dama ben Achosu es Rabbi Yishmael, Shaul Rabbi Yishmael es Rabbi Yishmael. So ben Dama, the nephew of Rabbi Yishmael, asked Rabbi Yishmael the following question, the following related question. Kugon anishal amati kala tarakula. Right, Ramosha was just talking about that. I learned kala tarakula, so what did he learn? He is Shas. So what do you mean he learned? He learned all the concepts in Torah. Ma'oloma chachmas Yavanis. Could I learn Greek mythology? Could I learn other studies? Right, our gear says Chachmas Yavanis. If you look in the Hakdamah of the Beis Halevi's Tshuvas, which we're going to look at soon, his gear is Mao Sheelmod Chachmas Aristo. He has that, the Girsa, Aristotle. But either way, he says, what do you say? So, Karalava Mikrazet. So, Rabbi Shmuel answered him, Lo Yomer Sefer Torah Zemipicha, Vagisa Vayom Valaila. You have to learn every second, meaning, Say Bedok, Shosh, Ina Lo Mina Yom, Lo Mina Laila, Velomo Bachachmas Yavanis. Be my guest, learn Chachmas Yavanis when you find a time that's not day or that's not night. Right? Because you have to learn Torah day and night. So, if you find time that's not day or night, feel free. That does not mean Ben Ashmashas. Does that mean, oh, if you say Birdishmashas is a Birya Bifnei Atzma, it's a Din Safek, right, the Ritva and Yuma Mem Zayin, it's not Yom, it's not Lilith, it's not what he's talking about. He's not getting into the Lumdus question. But he's basically saying, you know, you have to learn every second. But what is clear from that answer? Ask the Beis Halevi, there in the Hakdama to the Tshuvas. He also writes this in Parshas Yisrael, I think, or Mishpatim, but maybe it's in Yisrael, I think. Says the Beis Halevi, he knew Kala Torah Kula. So what do you have to learn more for? He says, Kagon Sha'anisha Lamati, whatever that means, he learned it all. So the Beis Halevi says, you know what the answer was? The answer was, two types of Talmud Torah. There's the Talmud Torah, Lilmod Amanas Lasos. That's obvious, right? You can't learn, you can't do mitzvahs unless I learned already. So that's Talmud Torah type one, Lilmod Amanas Lasos. But then, of course, says the Beis Halevi, there is a second type of Talmud Torah. Lilmod Torah Lishma. To connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to study the Devar Hashem, even if I know it already. Right? There is no other Liman like this. There's no inherent value in studying a certain history text if I know it exactly. If I know it all by heart, there's no reason for reviewing it. I know it. There's no reason for reviewing any other area. That's what Rabbi Yishmael was teaching us. That even if I know it, I should learn it. Right? I don't call it Torah Kula. Go find time. That's not Yom, that's not Laila. That's what's emphasized by this answer. He says, "Dachi of Dahavi Mishum Kiyam Mitzvah Hu Kfar Yatzaba Kivan Sheyoda De'akol Torah Kula Heich Lasos Davar Hanaseh Leizatachlis Sheinu Hemshach Yoser Mikviat Sarach Losatachlis Amavukash." You already got to the goal. V'rach mikol makom chayim mitzan etzem ha-mitzvah shalim ha-Torah. That's the Beis Halevi. And that's where he discusses the nafkamina being women. Women have a chiv of Talmud Torah, lomod amanas lasos. When the Gemara says, limud to women are pturas from Talmud Torah, that only means the limud ha-Torah lishma, but not the limud amanas lasos. Then he also explains, partially here, but not all, but there in Yisro also, he says, that's the pshat of the Gemara in Nedarim. But the Gemara says, right, different Gemara's in Shas, why did the Churban happen? Right? Yuma daftes, bayis rishon, big three averis, bayis sheni, sinaschina. The Gemara in Bamitzia, the Churban happened because donu din Torah. They didn't do lefnim b'shur esadin. But then the Gemara in Nedarim that tells us that the Churban happened because shalo berchu batara tchila. Nedarim daft pe aleph, I think. So the question is, why dafka? Why didn't they say berchu batara? And why was that a reason for Churban? So the Ron explains it there, B'shem Rabbeinu Yonah, Torah wasn't chashuv to them to make a bracha on it. What does that mean? Just make a bracha. What's the big deal? So it says the Beis Halevi beautifully connect the Gemara in Darim with the Gemara in Menachos, Membeis, that we had earlier, where the Gemara says that you only make a bracha on the final stage of a mitzvah. Asiyasa Gemara Mitzvasa. We don't make a bracha on putting the tzitzis on the beged, or riding mezuzah, or cutting the shofar off of the ram. You only make a bracha on sitting in the sukkah, and putting up the mezuzah, and wearing the tzitzis. The final stage gets a bracha. So why didn't they make a bracha, says the Beis Halevi? Because they only believed in Talmud Torah type 1, not Talmud Torah type 2. They believed in the Hechsher mitzvah of Talmud Torah, lo manabanas lasos, but they didn't believe in the Liman HaTorah Lishma element. The per se, and therefore they didn't make a bracha on it. And that's what Rabbi Shmuel is teaching us here. Right? He tells his nephew, right? You learned everything? Keep learning. Keep learning. Doesn't matter. Even if somebody is on the level of being able to say, which we haven't had somebody in thousands of years to have this level to say, I learned everything. I know it. There's no reason for me to learn anymore because I know it. I know it all. No. There's always more depth. There's always more, like for all human beings and the rest of us, there's always more depth, and you always can learn it better and newer. But what if I know it exactly, Moshe Rabbeinu? There's still a mitzvah of Talmud Torah to keep learning per se. Okay, it's a hakdama to the Beis Halevi, but again, these are sources that relate to our lives, right? We can talk about these sources every day of 7.5 years, right? And every day of our lives, but again, this is where it comes up, one of the Gemaras and Shas that talk about Talmud Torah. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, fourth line now. Upliga, fourth wide line. Upliga der b'shmol b'nachmeni. And this argues on b'shmol b'nachmeni. Damar b'shmol b'nachmeni. Amar b'yonosan. Pasuk ze eino lo chova v'lo mitzvah ela bracha. The pasuk of a hagisabo was not said to Yehoshua as a chiyuv, but it was said to him as a bracha. Torah should never leave. Should never leave you. Ra Kadosh Baruch Hu is Yeshua. Shedivrei Torah Chaviv and Alav Beyoser Shneemar Umisharso Yeshua Ben Nun Naar Lo Yamish Mitocha Oel. He saw that the Torah was very Chaviv to him. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yeshua Kol Kach Chaviv and Alecha Divrei Torah Lo Yamish Shefer Torah Zeh Mipicha. He gave him a bracha. How does that show Chavivus? He never left. He never left the mountain. He didn't want to leave. They want to leave. You don't want to miss a second when Moshe Rabbeinu came down. Also pointed out, I think Rabbi Sol Salanter points out, that it says Na'ar. Na'ar. What does Na'ar here mean? Yeshua was not so young. Yeshua was in his 50s at this time. Right? Yeshua Benu Na'ar. Right? He died at 110. Work backwards. 14 years in. That means he came into Eretz Yisrael when he was 96. 40 years before that. He was 56 years old. 56 years old. And the Gemara calls him Na'ar. The Torah calls him Na'ar. Right? He had the attitude of Na'ar. He wanted to always learn more. He had a youthful youth is always symbolized by dreams and aspirations and looking ahead. That's Na'ar. Lo yamish mitocha oel. And that shows that he has chavivus. He always wants to learn. He always wants to learn more. Right? Yeshua ben Nun was an extremely busy person. The Tosefta in Sanhedrin says that arguably he was the busiest person in history. Not only was he the Gadol Dar, not only did he have the status of the Melech, he was busy splitting up the land, he was fighting 31 kings. He was extremely busy, and yet he's the one that got Lo Yamash Sefer Torah Zemi Picha. He's the one, because it's Chaviv. Okay, let's continue. Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Divrei Torah Lo Yiyu Alecha Chova. It shouldn't be upon you an obligation. V'yat HaRashar Liftar Atzmecha Mehen. But you can't be poter and exempt yourselves from them. What exactly does this line mean? Rashi has one pshat, Tosis has two more pshatim. What do you mean it shouldn't be a chova? Rashi says, don't learn like, okay, I learned, I'm yotzei, done, finished, let's move on with my life. Right? That's not how it's supposed to like, go to the shir every morning and say, okay, done. No. Ah, amazing. I had started my day in a beautiful way. Rashi says, Lo yiu alecha chova, ka adam sheyesh lo chov, v'omer, masaya farenu v'ipater. Let me do it and just be done with it. Kach lo yomar adam eshne peragecha v'ipater, sheyeta rashay liftar atzmacha mehen. It's never really over. Okay, I did it, but there's always more. So I shouldn't look at it as a chov that I could exempt myself and then not look back on. Number one, Tosfos says two other pshatim. Tosfos says, don't look at it as a chov that is unfulfillable and you don't do anything else in life. No, you also have to do other things in life. Tosfos says you have to make a living. Lo yialecha chova shlo tasok ela bahen. V'iyata rashar leftor atzmecha shlo tasok ben klal. No, yafet talmud Torah im derech eretz, says Tosfos. You have to learn and do other things. Don't look at it as a chova that every second of your life you have to do this. Right? There are other things to do in life too. Number two. And then Tosfos says, number three, don't look at it as a chova, lo alecha chov lilmod kol haTorah. Don't look at it as that you think it's, you have a chiyuv to learn all of it. Lo alecha amlecha ligmar. Tosfos quotes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Rav Lo'ata ben Chorin Liba, tell me, mana, you gotta do the best you can. You gotta do the best you can. So it's kind of opposite. The second, first shot of Tosfos is, you can do other things too. You have to learn every second. But also, don't be depressed that, oh, you're never going to finish it. Do this as much as you can and make the best of it. Good. Each of these, again, are crucial defining lines for our life. Amar Chizkiah, third to last line. May dechsiv, ba'af hasischa mipitzar, rachav lo mutzach tachtecha, a pasuk in Eov, which like many psukim in Eov, have deeper meaning, as the Gemara says, Bo re'e shalo ki midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'adam. Hashem is not like a human king, or a human. Midas basar v'adam adam mesis es chavero midar kachayim l'dar kemisa. How is the word mesis used in the Torah? Usually, avodah zarah. Right? Convincing another person to go away from Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how does Hashem use mesis? Hashem convinces us to learn Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu meisis es ha'adam midarkei misa l'darkei chayim. Hashem convinces us. That's how we learn this pasuk. V'af hasischa, right? The Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'lmo Torah k'dei li'natzal migehenim. Right? V'af hasischa mipitzar. He seduces us and convinces us mipitzar to be saved from the narrow mouth. The narrow mouth, which is the opening of Gehenim. So he convinces us to do that, and he saves us. Shemar v'af hasischa mipitzar migehenim shepiatzar, from Gehenim, whose mouth is narrow. Why does it have a narrow mouth? She'ashanat savur, because of the smoke of Gehenim, so it doesn't go out so much. That's why it's a very small opening on top. Hashem protects us from the from that opening. Bitocha, right? She'ashanat savur bitocha, that it holds the smoke in it. V'shema tomar k'shem shepiatzar kach kulatzara. You might think the whole Gehenim is narrow and small because the opening is small. No, keep reading in the pasuk. Tamalamar ha'amik hirchiv, right? Ha'amik hirchiv, that it is. We'll get back to the end of the pasuk soon, but this is in Yeshayo, right? It's widened. V'shema tomar lo melech lo huchana. You might think it's not ready. Gehenim is not ready to get the melech. What's the melech? Rashi. L'talmud shepiresh min haTorah lo huchana gehenim shlo yenidon ba. Right? If somebody goes away from Torah, tamalomar gam hi lamelech huchan. V'shema tamar ein ba etzim. You might think it doesn't last so long. Not enough fuel. Tamalomar midurasa eish ve'etzim harbe. V'shema tamar zuhi schara. Unless you think, well, the whole schar of this world is just going to be protected from that. That's the most now. Tamal Omar, v'nachas shulchancha mole deshen. There's a lot waiting for those who follow Hashem. Period. Adkan. The Talmud Torah discussions relating to the shulchan. We continue. Chal yom ha-kippurim lios b'shabbos. V'chulos. Remember the Mishnah spoke about the lechem apanim. It's taken off every Shabbos. It's switched. And when it is switched, what happens if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos? So you can't eat the lechem apanim that day. So you have to eat it that night. If Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. And then once we're talking about unusual cases about Yom Kippur on Shabbos, what happens if Yom Kippur falls out on Erev Shabbos? So then what do you do with the special carbon of Yom Kippur that has to be eaten by the Kohanim? Because it's Shabbos, Motzei Yom Kippur, and you can't cook on Shabbos. Right? You can't cook on Shabbos. This is not part of the Avoda. You can't cook, and then what? You're going to wait till the following night to cook it? There's going to be no sar. So what do you do? So The Mishnah says that certain types of individual used to eat it raw. Used to eat it raw. The Bavliim used to eat it raw because Daitan Yafa. They were able to handle raw meat. Okay, says the Gemara. Chalim Gerlis Peshaz V'chulu. Amar Abba Barachan Amar Biochanan. Lo Bavliim Haim. Really, they weren't Babylonians who used to eat it. Ela Alexandriim Haim. They were from Alexandria. They're not Babylonians. Mitoch Shesonin Es HaBavliim. But because the Rabbanan were not happy with the Bavliim, Koron Osam Moshe Bavliim. They called them Bavliim, because even though they weren't Bavliim, but the Rabbanan weren't happy with the Bavliim. So that's why they called them Bavliim. Tani Nami Hachi, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lo Bavliim Heim, Alexandriim Heim, Umitok Shasonin, Es HaBavliim, Korino Son, Ashein HaBavliim. Omer Lo Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda heard this, Rabbi Yehuda, whose family was from Bavel, he was very happy about this. Like, oh, it wasn't really the Bavliim. Tanuach Daitocha, Shinachta Daiti. Ah, your mind should be, have a Menucha, because you put my mind at ease. We're not going to get into it right now. How could there be a Jewish community in Alexandria? Right? Israel to live in Mitzrayim. Right? One of the Los essays. The Rambam discusses this. The Radvaz discusses this. Al Rambam. But again, that's an important halacha concept. But we'll focus on what's on the daf here. Tosfos on top. Why did the Rabbanan hate the Bavliim? Why? Because they didn't come up during Bayis Sheni. They didn't come up during Bayis Sheni when Ezra Sofer put out the call. Everybody come back. It's after 70 years. We all know the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. That 70 years is going to be over. So now it's time to come back to build Bayis Sheni, and they didn't come back. So that's why Ezra Sofer got upset. Remember at that time, he knocked out Maaser Rishon going to the Leviim, because many of the Leviim didn't come. That's why they were upset. Lefisha lo alu b'yemei Ezra. Lo alu b'yemei Ezra. That is what Tosfos says. And then Tosfos continues, Umasha maskirin osam l'gnai. So what is, why Dafka in this context did they call him Bavliim? These Alexandrians who used to eat the animals raw, in this context they were called Bavliim. Even though they were doing a mitzvah. Shelo yavo'u lidei nosar, because they didn't want the animals, the carbonists to come to nosar. Lefishi hergilu atzmam, kimochein la'ochlam chayim, af b'chol ashanim. Demechzi karav tanuta. Because they used to eat without derech eretz, like this, like in eating this raw meat, like eating when you're famished. They're not eating b'savlanut and with derech eretz, so they did this all year. Right? It wasn't like dafka, they did it now as a show of siman of mitzvah. Right? Where does the Tosfos get this lashon from? It gets from the lashon of the Gemara in Brachas and Shabbos. Where the Gemara talks about Ravashi batza kula sherusa. Ravashi, either machlokas Rashi Rashba, what that means, right? Either it means he cut big pieces of challah, or it means he cut both challahs. And the Gemara says, how can he do this? Mechzi karav tanuta. The Gemara says he didn't do it the whole week. He only did it on Shabbos. So that's why it was okay. If you cut the big pieces, it's not mechzi karav tanuta. If you only do it then, but here they did it the whole week. So that's why Tosfos says that was the problem. The Rishash is medayik here. What does Tosfos say? Right? They were doing a mitzvah anyway. Meaning, what's the mitzvah they were doing? They were making it not become nosar. How about the mitzvah of eating kachim? Why does Tosfos say they were doing a mitzvah and preventing it from becoming nosar? Right? Is it possible that if they were eating it raw, meaning shelo kederach achila, they weren't getting the mitzvah of achilas kachim? All they were doing was preventing it from becoming nosar? Could you say that? Says the Rishash. If that's true, that answers the Mishnah Lelech Kasha. Right, the Mishnah Lamelech, the long Mishnah Lamelech in Uchaz Yisodi HaTorah, in the fifth parak, I think, right, says that that's where he talks all about Shalom Kederech Achila. So, and by Averis and by Mitzvah. So the Gemara talks about it by Averis. If I eat in Isser Shalom Kederech Achila, do I get the Avera? It's a Shinui, it's not eating. What about if I do a Mitzvah Shalom Kederech Achila? Right, do I not get the Mitzvah or not? That's the Rishash's Ha'ara here on the Tosfos. Wondering why Tosfos only says the minimal. He says, V'yaf agav de'etzlani derech achila lo mahani. Even though maybe for them it's derech achila, doesn't matter. V'yayin mishal ha'melech, v'nifshat sveiko sham. And this Tosfos then would answer his kasha. U'lefize mashasimu ha'tosfos l'yishir gilu, u'methik raftanuta adif avle lo meimer, d'lo makaimia mitzvah zaseh. It's even worse. They were not Makai the Mitzvah say. So, but again, what do you say? They didn't have a choice. Right, but either way, that's the Rishash's Ha'ara on the Tosfos. The Achronim wonder also about this Tosfos, asked this Rishash, would this be a special din by Kachim or by all mitzvos? Right, what about if I eat a matzah, shelo kederech achila? Right, what if somebody has problem chewing? right? So they have to, you know, soak the matzah. It's basically falling apart. So if it has, still has a tzuras of matzah, okay. But if it doesn't, it's like liquefied matzah. Shaloka derech achila. Right? Or any other type of mitzvah. So do I get the mitzvah? Is Tosfos is Yisod here? If it's true, if the diyuk is true, that you're not going to get the mitzvah of achilas kachim if I do it, shaloka derech achila, so is that a special din by kachim? Because, why would it be a special din by kachim? Because we learned, lamashcha, kederech shemalachim ochlim. I have to eat kachim in a very noble, dignified way. Or is it a special, is a din in kalat arkula? So that's a question. And it also relates to the question of achilas kachim, maybe the standards would be different, because remember, by kachim, many achronim say that the mitzvah is for it to be eaten and not for you to eat it. So maybe you should say it's less requirements by kachim, right? Except for Karban Pesach, as the Beis HaLevi points out in the Tshuvas, that it is a mitzvah for each person to eat the Karban Pesach, a kezayis, but by all other karbanas, it could be that the mitzvah is to have it eaten, to focus on the result and not on the mice itself. The Mechas Chinuch says maybe ketanim could eat kachim in that regard, even though they're not chayiv. Okay, again, all of these led a lot of big inyanim on these dafim, but we will continue. Says the Mishnah, last Mishnah here in the 11th parak of second to last Mishnah. I'm sorry, one more second to last Mishnah here in Shtei Alecha. Sidur as alechem b'shabbes v'zabazichin l'achar shabbes. So, ultimately, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to put the lechem upon him and the bazichin every Shabbos, switch it, and take it off the following Shabbos. But what about cases where that didn't happen? What if I put the lechem and the bazichin there, I put the lechem there on Shabbos, but I put the bazichin there on Sunday? I didn't have it ready yet, or for some reason I forgot. That's a bazichin l'achar Shabbos. And then, that following Shabbos, 6 days later, I did what I'm usually supposed to do. Fikra as a bazichin b'Shabbos, the lech is pasul. Pasul, the bazichin weren't there for a week, and therefore, it was a haktara psula, and it's not matir the lechem. Rashi, pasul, to mechusar zmanhu. Shalohaya ala shulchan ala shisha yamim. It was only on the shulchan 6 days. Vehacha, says Rashi, but the next line of the Mishnah is going to give us an option. So why don't you do that here too? Vehacha I efshar letakein velomar yanichen rat Shabbos haba. Why don't you just leave it till the following Shabbos? Like the Mishnah is going to tell us in the next case. The kiva de lechem nistar kedino b'shabbos kitshua shulchan. Here you can't do that because the lechem can't be on there more than it's supposed to be on there. So the lechem was niskadesh on the first Shabbos, and you have to take it off the following Shabbos. If it stays on there longer, it's going to become nifsal. So you don't have the choice to wait an extra week in this case. The lechem tkim de lechem nistar kedino b'shabbos kitshua shulchan v'shuv ein yachal to mifsal belina. Right, that's mifsal. So that's why here you don't have a choice. You just messed up. Right, doing the bazicha in that Shabbos, it is a puzzle. Ein chayavin our girsa, ein chayavin alim shum pikol noser v'tame. And you're not chayiv for pikol noser and tame here, because once it's puzzle, so then there's a different soul, so that's why pigol, it wasn't yatra amatrik and mitzvaso, and noser and tame is also only if there's no other problems here. There is a different girsa. The Rambam seems to have the opposite girsa. Let's just read the next line, and then we'll see the Rambam. Sidra esash lechav azabazichin bishabis. Victor as a bazichin la'achar Shabbos. If I did everything perfectly on Shabbos and then I was back to the bazichin the next day, only one day on, that's also pasul. Ve'en chayav and alam shpikol noser v'tame. And again, I'm not chayav for pikol noser and tame. The Rambam has the opposite girsa, and the Mefarshim wonder what exactly where he gets it from. Tmidin hey yudalid. The Rambam says, Sidur as a lechav as a bazichin b'Shabbos k'mitzvasan. Victor as a bazichin la'achar Shabbos. Bein la'achar Shabbosu. Bein la'achar Shabbos acheres haba. Either the next day or in 8 days from now, nifsal halachem. Vari yuka kachem shenifsalu, shechayav in aleim mishum pikol noser v'tame. He has the opposite girsa, and the Kesef Mishnah wonders, you know, how exactly it fits in, especially to pigol. Yatra amatra ki mitzvaso. You know, how do you fit that in? Unless you say that's only a problem with the machshava, and here the action is different. Either way, the Rambam seems to have the opposite girsa. Sidur as alechem as a bazichin la'achar Shabbos. What if I put the lechem also on Sunday? I put everything on Sunday. V'hikar as a bazichin b'Shabbos psula, and then I do the bazichin that Shabbos possible. Again, it's only there for 6 days. But that's the case where you have an option. Kate said, "Yah, said, what should you do if you put the lechem and the bazichin there after Shabbos? Yanichen lo Shabbos haba, leave it for the following Shabbos, because it wasn't niskadesh until the first Shabbos, and then it'll be 8 days from then." Shafilu hi ala shulchan yamim rabim ein bekach klum. Right, there's no problem in this case. Ein bekach klum. It would be okay. We'll see later on about the Shem, but to mention it already now, Rashi and Yuma says you should pick it up and put it back down. We'll get to that. Why would that be? That's Yuma and Rashi and Yuma on Daf Chavtes. We'll see. Tanan Hasam. There is a Mikdash David. Again, we don't have time to go into it fully now. Is it? What if you picked it up for a second in the middle and put it back down? Does that ruin the lechem upon him? Does that have to be on there for a week straight, Ritzifus, or even a second, not on there? So Rabbi Yossi spoke about Tamid, right? Argued on that, and the Mishnah said Tamid. But does that? That's the mitzvah to have it on there, Tamid. But does it lose the kiddush that it has to be niskadish for a week straight? Like, does it become nifsal in that way? That's what he has that question. Im silkan me'al ha'shulchan be'emsa ha'shavua l'sha'a v'chazer v'sidro im zeh t'tzorach mi'shabes l'shabes me'es l'es ha'inu rak she mitchila siduro ad siluk shabes haba yu zayin yom me'es l'es ava masha silko be'emsa l'sha'a lo mifsal o tzorach she'yiniach ha'lechem ha'shulchan zayin yomim below hefzik. That's the question of the Mikdash David. If you look here in the Haggos, in the Mikdash David, he quotes Reish Lakish from Chagiga. On Yantav, they used to lift up the Shulchan and show the Oli Regalim. Right? Ruchi Batzchem, Lefei Amakom, Siluko, Kisiduro. Right? They moved the Shulchan. Umucha Mized, Lo Bina, Shia Lecha, Mesud, Al Shulchan, Shivas Yamim. The Bishash Al Shulchan, Mugba, Betela Hasidur. Mebrei Shein Al Shulchan, Bimkoma. Right, maybe the Shulchan is not in its spot, so maybe that would ruin it. So he thinks maybe the same thing. Unless you say there's a difference between lifting up the whole Shulchan versus lifting up the Lechem from the Shulchan. Okay. Tzadon Hasam says the Mishnah in Meseches Yuma, Amar Lema Mamuna. The Mamuna every morning said to them, before they did the Avod in the morning, before they did the Talmud, Tzur U'em Igiyaz Man Shchita. Check if it's time for Shechting. Imigia Haro, Imigia Haro, Amar Barkai. If the time was already the roe said Barkai, it's light. Matasio ben Shmuel Omer Heyer Pnekal Amizrach Ad Shebechevron Vomer Hain. They mentioned Chevron. Why they mentioned Chevron? Rashi here quotes the Yerushalmi Kadela Hazkir Yesheni Chevron. Every morning we want to mention Avram Yisrael and Yaakov. So you mentioned Chevron, so we're Mazkir Yesheni Chevron. Even just mentioning the place, right, is good enough. I saw one of the rebbes said that on Yom Kippur he always tried to tell stories about Reb Levi Yitzchak. Levi Yitzchak Bardichev. And sometimes he only just said Bardichev. Because just mentioning Bardichev was Maskir, the Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, and he was always Malam Mitzchus on Klal Yisrael. Just like Chevron, right, just mentioning Chevron, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, just mentioning Bardichev. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the actions of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, who was always Malam Mitzchus on Klal Yisrael. Okay. V'lamo Yitzchakul Lekach. So why did they need to be so sure about the Shechita? Shepamachas olam ma'or halavana, v'dimo she'er mizrach. One time the moon was so light, it looked like it was the sun. Shachtu as hatamid, v'otziyu l'beis ha'shreifa. And then they did it too early, and therefore they messed up. V'horidu kohen gadol l'beis ha'tfila, and then they take the kohen gadol down to, on Yom Kippur, to the mikvah. Ze'achlau, haya b'mikdash, kolamesach hazraglato and tfila. Anyone who had to go to the bathroom, required a tevila, v'chalameitomayim, if somebody is just matil, meiraglayim, ton kiddushidayim raglayim, he at least has to wash his hands and his feet. So that's the Mishnah about making sure that it was done in time, right? You can't do the shechita of the tamid too early. If you do it too early, it's nifsal. So tani avua drebi avin, lo zubavad, not only is the Shechitas Tamid, would that be pasal at night? Ela afilu olas ha'of shenimlaka balayla. Even olas ha'of, malika cannot be done at night. Umincha shenikmutza balayla. Teitz lebeis ha'sreifa. If you do any of these avodos, Shechita, malika, or kmitza at night, it is all going to be pasal. Bishlama olas ha'of mishum delo efshel adura. I understand olas ha'of, you can't turn back time. Ela mincha efshel demadar komets luk duchte v'komets biyamama. Why don't you just put the komets back in? You did the kibitza too early, so put it back in and do it again. Hutani lavu omer la klisharis makanchet shlo bismanan. It must be because he holds the klisharis is makadesh. You put the comments in the klisharis. So it has kedusha. So it's shlo bismanan, so it's ruined. So it's ruined. What is this doing here? Because that's going to relate to our issue. Right, the Rashi says here, the chiddush of these, of olas ha'of, the lav carbon chashavu, dein bon v'tzibur. Right, it's not such a carbon chashev, it's not bo'ah b'tzibur, right, it's, oaf is different than behema and the others. Okay. Tosfos discusses here too, but let's wait a minute. Let's continue. Meisvei, kol hakarav b'yom kadosh b'yom, balayla kadosh balayla. Anything that is karav b'yom becomes is kadosh b'yom. Balayla and is kadosh balayla. Bein b'yom bein balayla, kadosh bein b'yom bein balayla. Whatever you can bring by day or night becomes sanctified by day or night. So 1 second. Kol hakarav b'yom kadosh b'yom. B'yom in balayla lo. Mincha and oath can only be niskadesh, can only do the avoda by day. So it should only be niskadesh by day. So what do you mean it's niskadesh in the klishare is even at night? So Gemara answers, ain't a kadosh li karev, el a kadosh li pasel. Right? It doesn't get full kedusha enough to sacrifice it, to be makrev it, but enough to become kadosh that it could be, it's in the parsha of kedusha and it becomes pasel. What's something that's kadosh balayla? Rashi says, kagon minchas nesachim. Rashi says the nesachim can be done at night. Tosfos says the hatavas haneros. Tosfos says the cleaning out of the candles, cleaning out of the candles, that's what's done. The ktoris, is the menorah is done at night. Shimon Kubetz also discusses it. Good. Tosfos discusses, you know, is it possible for anything to be done before the Kar Matamid? Right, is that, how could these be done at night? So there's different discussions. Tosfos here discusses, maybe it's only lechatchila to be do things, not to do things before the Tamid. The Ritvin Yuma writes, maybe only hakravis can't be done before the morning Tamid. But hatava, or minchas nesachim, that can be done. Right, it has to do with the halacha of the karma Tamid being first. Is there anything that's allowed before that? Good, most of Reb Zera. But now we're going to ask Akasha from our Mishnah. See, there's halacha v'sabazich halacha v'shabbos. V'hikter sabazich in b'shabbos. I put everything on Sunday. And then I do it on Shabbos psula, right? Because that's only 6 days. Kesad yasa. Yani chen ala Shabbos haba. Leave it on the following Shabbos. Shafilu hi ala shulchan yamim rabim in b'kachlum. So that's what you're supposed to do. Wait another week. But if the klisharis is bekadish, even shalo bismano, so liktish v'lifsal. So then, right when the lechem and the bazichin are on the shulchan for 8 days, it should become pasul. Right? If it's bekadish shalo bismanon. So amar rava, manda kamosif, shaber kamosif. Good question. Avod Rabbi Yavin Nami Masisa Kamar, but Avod Rabbi Yavin also has a brisa that supports him. Ksava Laila in Mechusar Zman. Hayamim, right, so Laila is not Mechusar Zman. So the following Sunday night, it's not going to become Pasul, even though it's been on for 8 days, because Laila is not called Mechusar Zman. So the Gemara says, Hayamim Mechusar Zman. But Yamim would be Mechusar Zman, and therefore, sof, Kimata Lelia Debe Shimshi Liktish Velifsal. If nighttime is not mechuzer zman, so at least let's say the following, the second Friday night. Again, I put the lechem and the bazichan on the Sunday, so I'm supposed to leave it to the following Shabbos, two Shabbosim later. So the following Friday night, it should become pasul. Amar Rava b'shekadam v'silek. You took it off. You took it off right on that first Friday night, and then you put it back on. Marzutra, and therefore it doesn't become nifsal that night. Okay? Marzutra b'tema ravashi amar, afilu tema b'shalo kadam v'silek. No. The point is as follows. Kivan de sidro shalo kimitzvaso, nasa kimisha sidro hakof. When I put it on the wrong time, put it on Sunday, that's not called a sidor. So it never gets kedusha in the first place, because they put it on at the wrong time. It's like a monkey put it on. And therefore what? Right? The Rambam says, that you have to, I'm sorry, that's the Rashi and Yuma. Rashi doesn't say it here, but the Karen Ora here says, because it's like it's a monkey put it on, you have to pick it up and put it back down. That's the Ukimta that you have to say in the Gemara. The Rambam doesn't seem to say you have to pick it back up. That's a problem, right? The Chavetz Chaim points out the Machlokas Rashi Rambam here in the Likutei Halachas. Ayin Pirish Rashi, Shapirish Ina Shulchan Makadsha, Afilu Bismano, because it's as if the bunk put it on, he didn't put it on in the right time. Ulafid Varav, Madhitani Bimasisan Yani Khenu Shabas Haba, Hainu al Karchach, she is Salika Kawena Maracha, Bishabis, Bishakras, Vyachsar, Vyasarenu. You gotta pick it up Shabbos morning and put it back down, because it wasn't a good sidur. Fakim Pirish Rashi Behed Yo Yumachav Tesama base. Achim Yilashana Rambam, it sounds like you don't have to pick it up again. So it's considered a kof. In terms of you put it on Shalom Bismano. But the second Zmano comes, it's Ke'ilu, you put it on properly. Again, it's a little difficult. The Rambam Shita, but that's the, how you have to understand it. Good. Last Mishnah here. Says the Mishnah. Shtei Alechem. So we've spoken about the Lechem upon him. The Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem we know brought on Shavuos. the baking of the she'al lechem was not doche Shabbos or Yontif. So ne'echalos, it's always eaten in pachos mishnayim, no less than the second day after it was baked. V'lo yoter al shlosha, not more than three. Ketzad, on a regular shvuas, ne'efos me'erev Yontif. Right, it is baked on Erev Yontif, ne'echalos b'yontif l'shnayim. It's baked on Erev Yontif, and it's eaten on the second day, b'yontif l'shnayim. It could be eaten on the second day after it's baked. Chal Yontif lios achra Shabbos, but if Yontif is on Sunday, so ne'echalos l'shlosha, so then it'll be baked on Friday, and it'll be eaten on Sunday, so it's eaten on day three. Right, and therefore, it's no way, That's the minimum that it would be. Lechem apanim. What about the lechem apanim? Ne'echal ne'pachos b'tishav lo yosar alachadasar. Right, 9 to 11. Ketzad ne'efa me'erev Shabbos, a regular Shabbos. It's baked on Friday. Ne'echal b'Shabbos l'tisha. It's eaten the following Shabbos, which is day 9. Right, you count the day it's baked as day 1, so it's eaten on day 9. Chal yontif lios erev Shabbos, but if yontif's on Friday, so ne'echal, then it's baked on Thursday. Ne'echal asare, so it's eaten the following Shabbos on day 10. Shnei yom tovim shal Rosh Hashanah, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Thursday, Friday, so it's baked on Wednesday. So ne'echal achad asar. So therefore, it will be in on day 11. Really, Rashi says after day 11. Right, because if it's Rashi says. Yadash Rosh Hashanah, look, Kodem L'Shabbos, Ne'efe be Arba, V'ne'echalas L'Shabbos, Shnei L'Achad Asar. V'kashin Yud Beis Ninu, Da'in Echad An Motzi Shabbos, Oda Shabbos of a Yom Kippur. If you think about it, if Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday, the following Shabbos is Yom Kippur. So it really means the following night. But the night goes after the day previously in Kachim, and that's why it's still considered day 11, says Rashi. Rashi also in Psachim Mem Zayin has a discussion of, Rashi says, what about Yontif Sheni? Is it Doche Yontif Sheni? So Rashi there in Psachim Mem Zayim says, it doesn't mention Yontif Sheni because there was never Yontif Sheni's in the days of Lechem Aponim in Yerushalayim. V'shnei Yom Tovim Rosh Hashanah Davka Nakat, V'zman Lechem Aponim Lohay Shnei Yom Tovim Shal Galias. That's what Rashi says. Says the Tzlach there in Psachim, Daf Mem Zayin, Dvarav Temuim, D'may Arya B'zman Lechem Aponim, Adu bizman hazeh yesh b'yishlaim shnei yamim tovim chutz mishnei yamim shal Rosh Hashanah. What's Rashi talking about? There's never Yontif Sheni in Yerushalayim by the Lechem Aponim. Rashi says, oh, there was never Yontif Sheni when there was Lechem Aponim Beis HaMikdash. There was never Yontif Sheni in Yerushalayim. So the Chasam Sofer writes in the Tshuva and also in the Chasam Sofer Amsachim, he writes, B'yaldusi, when he was very young, he met the Noda B'Yehuda. And he writes the Tzlach. And he said, I asked him, he says, V'hei azti p'nei agonzal. I said, I think it's wrong. Why? Because the Gemara says in Brachas Samach Gimel, when Rov Chachmei Yisrael are in Chutz La'aretz, V'lo hinichu kamosan be'eretz Yisrael, you could be at Ma'aber Shani Mekov Mechadashim Chutz La'aretz, and then you would say, Shlichim to Eretz Yisrael, to let them know when Yontif was. So you can't have a case of Yontif Sheni, even in Yerushalayim. So the Nodav Yehuda, Ne'ana Lirosho. Right, he looked at me, shook his head, didn't give me an answer. So, a lot of different sugyas that talk about, was he agreeing, was he saying, nice childish comment, right, what was he saying? Either way, that was the Chasam Sofer, knew that Ukimta, you know, when he was, I don't know how young he was when he said that to Noda B'Yehuda. Okay, Viter, says the Gemara, Vena docha lo as a Shabbos lo as a Yontif, says the Mishnah, and the Afi is not docha Shabbos or Yontif. Shuvim Gamliel Omer, Mishum Rishum Ben Askan, docha as a Yontif, Vena docha as a Yom Atzom. It's docha Yontif, but it's not docha Yom Kippur. Fine. Amar Avina, L'divrei Omer Nedarim Nedavas, Ein Krevim B'Yontif. According to the one who said Nedarim Nedavas are not hukrav on Yontif, right? Machlokas and Meseches Beitza, lo tema midaraisa mechza chazu. V'rabbananu degazer shalo yisheh. It's not that midaraisa you could bring these on Yontif. And the Rabbanan said, don't, because we don't want you to delay your karbanos, the Dharma Nadav is for Yantif. Right? So that's not. Ela midaraisa nami lochazu. No midaraisa. You cannot do it on Yantif. Taha, what's the raya? Ta shtei alechem chovas hayomu. Shtei alechem you have to do today on Yantif. Velekalam emar shem yished. There's no question of delaying it. Fiktani in a docha loa tashabas loa sayantif. It's still not docha shabas and Yantif. Right? So something that is the chovas hayom. And some part of it that you don't have to do on Yontif, you're not allowed to do on Yontif. So surely, Nedarim and Nedavos. Good. Hadra Lach She'alechem, and we get into Perek HaMenachis, the second to last Perek, here in Mesechas Menachas. HaMenachas VaNesachim SheNitmu. Menachas and Nesachim. Right, usually we know if something, let's say a behemoth gets a balmum, so then you're allowed to redeem it. Not everything is redeemable, says the Mishnah. Menachas and Nesachim, SheNitmu, they became Tamei. Achlo Kitshabakli, if they were not put into the Kli yet, meaning they don't have Kedushas HaGuf yet, they only have Kedushas Damim, so Yeshlam Pidyon, they could be redeemed. Misha Kidshu Bakli Ein Lam Pidyon. But once they were in a Kli, there's no Pidyon for Menachas and Nesachim. Ha'ofos va'etzam alavon of a Kli Shares, these items, right, they don't go in any Kli, right, wood, or ofos, even lavona, we'll see it, limudim in the Gemara, misha nitzmu ein lam pidyon. Once they become tamei, there's no pidyon. Shelo nomar pidyon ela bebehema. Pidyon is only by behema that becomes a balmo. Amar Shmuel, so the Gemara will talk about the limudim for each of these. Amar Shmuel, afilu hein tahor niftin. Right, the mincha and the nesachim could be redeemed even if they're tahar, as long as they were in niskadesh bekli. My taima, kama delkachi bekli kedushas damim ninu v'kedushas damim niftim. Says the Gemara, nitmu ta. Why does it say nitmu then? Who are the avgav delo nitmu? But I did the kaboy mister seifa mishakitshu bekli ein lo empidyom dafilo nitmu namilo. Once it goes into a kli, it can't be nifta even if it was nitma tana renami resha she nitmu. That's why it says nitmu in the resha. But really, even if it was not nitma, it could be redeemed because it wasn't in a kli yet. Only somebody that has full kedushas haguf, like a behema that's a tamim. Not a balmum, that includes like guf, that cannot be redeemed unless there's a problem with it, a balmum or tame, but these items, even if once they're the klisharis and get klisha guf, they cannot be redeemed, as we will see. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Achlo Kitcha Bakli, and, Bel Hashem, we will, continue.